Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Napa Know How.
Why should you grab Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $5.59 a quart at Napa? Two words, road trip. To see the biggest ball of twine or a crater shaped like Abe Lincoln. Because if your ride isn't running strong, all you're going to see is the side of the road. Valvoline Synthetic Oil, just $5.59 a quart. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Raise your game with great savings on menswear designed by Michael Strahan exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suits, separates, and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear, including big and tall. Save more with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 6/14 to 6/18. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details. See store first, 6/14 to 6/18.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
AutoZone presents Wash and Wax. Washing your car removes road grime and dirt buildup that can scratch your car's finish, while a good coat of wax helps protect that beautiful shine. And with summer right around the corner, it's the perfect time to pick up Armor All Protectant Wipes for just $3.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
A little bit after 5 o'clock on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Cedar Rapids Colonel is going to be back in town tomorrow night for a Z102.9 Mug Club at Veterans Memorial Stadium, taking on the Clinton Lumber Kings. But first, the series continues and wraps up tonight with the Quad Cities River Bandits in Davenport. Colonels on the wrong end of a 7-1 score last night. They now fall behind Kane County in the Midwest League's Western Division standings. Magic number is 3 for a postseason berth, however, and joining us on the phone to discuss his season with the Colonels and some other things with us is All-Star third baseman Travis Blankenhorn. Travis, thanks for taking the time to join us today, and I guess first off, congratulations on earning the All-Star nod this year. What does that mean to you?
I'm just happy to make the team. You know, I think it was a big part of the team game too. You know, we won a bunch of games. And, you know, it was just a big part of the team. We played well. We got a bunch of wins, and you know, I think that helped me out a lot too.
How much of this level of the minor leagues for you, and you hear coaches and managers talking about it all the time. They want to see how young guys, especially prep players, kind of learn from their failures and learn from their slumps. How much of it for you is learning how to kind of bust out of slumps and to continue to develop?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as you guys know, it's a grind. So, I mean, I went through a little slump, as you guys probably tell by the numbers, but I mean, I'm just trying to get through it, working with the coaches, keep getting my at-bats and just learning from it.
How much do you let yourself get wrapped up in the numbers? Because some guys focus on it a little bit too much and it sort of furthers things along, and then other guys just out of sight, out of mind, and they continue to try to get better every day. Where do you fall?
I mean, I'm trying to get better every day. I mean, obviously, I'm trying to hit the ball hard every time. If I get out, I get out. I mean, not that it doesn't frustrate me, but and I see the I try not to look at the numbers because that could just get you upset and hurt you. So I just try to focus on getting good pitches to hit and making hard contact.
Colonels All-Star third baseman Travis Blankenhorn joining us here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show on a Thursday. You got drafted back in 2015 by the Twins. They've sort of taken you along slowly throughout the system, including bringing you back to Cedar Rapids this year. How have you felt about that as far as your development so far and the way that they've sort of eased you in through these first 3 years, 2.5 years?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just I'm just happy to be part of the organization. I mean, it's up to them, so I just go where they tell me and be happy and just keep competing.
What do you see from Midwest League pitching that maybe you didn't in Elizabethton?
I would say, I mean, obviously the kids throw hard down there, but I'd say the off speed's a lot different. I mean, don't throw it at any count. I say down there, I mean, you get a 2-0 count. Most of the time, they're going to throw you a fastball. Up here, they'll be throwing changeups and curveballs. So I'd say definitely the off speed's a big difference.
We've been talking a lot about the MLB draft this week, obviously, with it just coming to a conclusion yesterday. You were a high school draftee. I think you were going to head to the University of Kentucky if you didn't sign with the Twins. Got a fairly large signing bonus to do so. What was the first thing that you bought when that signing bonus arrived?
The only thing I bought was a car. Other than that, I didn't really buy anything else.
What were some of the things you had to weigh when deciding whether to go to the University of Kentucky or sign with the Twins?
Out of high school, I mean, me and my agent talked and my family. I was interested in college, but if I knew if I went early enough and got a decent amount of money, I knew that I was going to go take my chances at pro ball.
Now, virtually every scouting report that I've ever read about you describes you as a bat-first player. Do you get bothered by the fact that people tend to downplay your defense or say you aren't good defensively? Do you use that as sort of a chip on your shoulder?
I wouldn't say I get upset because I feel like I'm working on it and getting better. I mean, I think my bat's probably the better part of my game, but I feel like I've been, throughout the years, getting a lot better at defense, too.
Now, I know you pride yourself on your versatility in the field, but if you had to pick, which position are you most comfortable at?
Right now, probably third base, because I think I played 60-some games already, and most of them have been at third, so probably third.
Is that where you see your long-term future yourself?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm just going to play where the Twins tell me to. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever I could get on the field and get in the lineup. So,
now, obviously, as a member of the Twins organization, you're a huge Twins fan, but you grew up in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. I think that's a little northwest of Philadelphia. Were you a Phillies fan growing up?
Yeah, Phillies and Pirates. I like both the Pennsylvania teams. I think I was just a Pirates fan because I like Andrew McCutchen.
So Kutch was your favorite player?
Yes.
Travis Blankenhorn joining us here on the program today. Colonels All-Star third baseman. They're wrapping up that series tonight against the Quad Cities River Bandits. Back home tomorrow to take on the Clinton Lumber Kings. Describe for our listeners what life is like for somebody in your shoes in the Midwest League. The daily grind of going to the ballpark and trying to get better and move up to that next level in Fort Myers.
Yeah, it's definitely a grind because it's same thing every day almost, and we're there at the field a long time. So, I mean, like today, we get on the bus at 1:30. We'll get to Quad Cities, do everything again, not get back till, I think last night we got back at like 1:30. So then we go to bed and take a rest and right back up and do it again.
So you played under manager Jake Maurer and now under Tommy Watkins. What are kind of the differences in the clubhouse between the two?
I mean, I think they were both great. Jake was a great coach, loved him to death, but Tommy, I think, is just a little different in the energy aspect of it and just, like, having fun in the locker room. Like, Jake had fun, but I think Tommy's more talkative in the locker room, for sure.
So you are headed to the All-Star game next week in Midland, Michigan, home of the Great Lakes Loons, you and five other teammates. But were you surprised that Jalen Davis wasn't going to be making the trip also? Because I know you guys have sort of come up through the system together.
Yeah, and he's my roommate. So, I mean, yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I think he was hitting like 270 at the time with the most bombs in the league and almost top 10 in RBIs and runs. So, yeah, I was a little surprised by that.
I don't know how much you pay attention to it, but with as much talent as there is in the Twins organization, what is it like to see your name kind of widely recognized as one of the organization's top prospects?
Yeah, definitely. It's an honor. It definitely makes you think. And I know, like you said, the Twins, we have a lot of good young players. So just keep trying to get it going and keep trying to climb the ladder.
Now, you were a three-sport athlete in high school. First, I'll ask you, which was your favorite sport to play, and was baseball always your best sport?
I mean, I think I was whatever season it was my favorite sport was. I played football, basketball, and baseball, but, I mean, I think I saw the writing on the wall and knew that if I wanted to do professional sports, then I think I had to go with baseball.
Travis, we appreciate you taking time to join us on the program today, and we'll catch up with you later on this season. Have fun at the All-Star game next week. I know that's a great honor, and it's going to be a good honor to have so many of your teammates making the trip with you.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, Colonel's back in action tomorrow at Veterans Memorial Stadium, a Z102.9 Mug Club night against the Clinton Lumber Kings. Stop on out, hang out with our friends from Z, and enjoy your first mug of beer for $6, and then refills $3 all night long, unless you've already purchased a mug at one of the previous Friday home games this season. Just remember to bring the mug back, and then you just pay for the $3 refills all night long. It really is one of the best deals all season long. Colonels and Lumber Kings set to play tomorrow at 6:35. Cedar Rapids and Kane County in a tie for first place in the Midwest League's Western Division standings. I had to do a quick double check on that because the release that the Colonels sent out after that loss last night to Quad Cities said that the Colonels had fallen behind Kane County. But that is not the case, at least right now. They are tied in the standings, and the River Bandits are sitting third, which means the Colonels' magic number is still 3 games at this point to wrap up a Midwest League postseason playoff berth, either as the champions or as the wild card. So we'll continue to monitor that situation. Could you tell the exact moment where I was at my wit's end during that? It was the last reset.
Okay.
A reset, for those of you who are listening at home is and may not know, is when you remind everybody who they're listening to, who you're talking to.
When you asked if Andrew McCutchen was his favorite player.
It was shortly after that, yeah. Shortly so, after yes. that. And then I just the internal machinations in my mind, the hamster wheel is spinning, and I'm just here to help the team. Some days
God willing,
you win, some days you lose, some days it rains.
Out.
Yeah. Wonder if he's got fungus on his shower shoes. You can have that when you get to the big leagues. I have to let Tommy know. It was a fun interview. I'm gonna get caught up with Jalen Davis though, because I think he's an interesting story. I still am surprised that he is not an all-star here. Speaking of the Midwest League All-Star game, this is a really, it sort of falls into would you, which is what we're going to be doing next, although it's not a question. But there was a pitcher in the A's organization, Dalton Sawyer, who was an all-star with the Beloit Snappers this year. And they promoted him, the A's did, to AAA to make a spot start for the Nashville Sounds, and because they had had a promotion to the big league club. And when a player gets promoted and they're an all-star, the league replaces them. So what happened was he gets promoted to Nashville, and everybody knows it's a spot start. He's coming back down to A-ball. The league replaced him on the all-star team.
That's right.
And he makes the start. He actually threw really well. I think he went 6 innings for Nashville and didn't get knocked around or anything. And now he's back in Beloit, and he's lost his spot on the all-star team.
Would you
take that one moment? Because now, even if he never gets above A-ball, he can always tell
Absolutely.
People that he was one step away from the major leagues. Yeah, I played a little triple A ball in the A's organization, and he wouldn't be lying.
He's not lying at all. I would definitely,
but I felt really bad
that.
For that, because I saw that on Twitter a couple days ago. And immediately I thought, there's no way he's getting promoted straight to AAA. That's a spot start. He's going to come right back down. The league wasted no time in replacing him on this. Hopefully he still gets to go. Now, I heard this. All of the teams in the Western Division, the Iowa-based teams, or at least 3 of the 4, I should say, I think they're hoping all 4, they're going to take one bus to
Great Lakes.
They're all going to pool and just take a charter bus.
How long of a drive is it?
I've never actually been to Midland myself. I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 8.
So is it upper
peninsula? I believe it's trying to think of, you know, in relation to East Lansing and Ann Arbor, which I have been to. I think it's a little bit further north than that. It's not in the Upper Peninsula, the UP, no. It's in the mitten portion of the state of Michigan, home of Dow Chemical. They play at Dow Diamond there. And basically, when the franchise became available, the Dow Corporation bought it and moved it to Midland so that all of the people who live there who work for Dow would have something to do. I mean, kind of an interesting move.
That's right. It's Dow Diamond, right?
Yes. So you want to talk about benefits to your employees. They bought a baseball team for them, essentially, and the other people who live in the area obviously benefit from it as well. Very first pitch in that franchise's history, Clayton Kershaw to Carlos Santana behind the plate. I'd say those two guys have gone on to have pretty decent careers. Travis Blankenhorn hopefully can follow suit. The big league club Minnesota Twins today, very nice win over the Seattle Mariners. Jose Berríos continues to be impressive. We're going to talk Twins baseball and more with Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune in just over an hour here in hour number three of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Text line available for you to join the discussion, 319-366-1600. I learned something today that I should have probably researched beforehand, but if you block somebody on the text line, you just don't want to see their BS anymore, there's no way to unblock them.
So we probably shouldn't just be blocking people willy-nilly.
Exactly.
Or at all.
Or well,
I can take it. If someone has something bad to say to me, I can take it.
I went like four. I'll give you four or five.
That's true.
Previous texts.
Oh, yes.
And if I'm still going four or five back and you're just a colossal giant douchebag like this guy was, well, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But then I thought, no, you know what? I'll humor him. How do I get him back? Or her. I guess it could be her. There's no way to do it. You'd think that they'd allow you to do it, but they don't. So you can say anything you want on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to get read. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to matter to me or Alex. But you can do whatever you want. 366-1600. It's 520. How about this? Caller number six right now. 319-366-1600. You're going to win our prize pack from the Freedom Festival today that includes a button. Why is the button so important? It's going to get you admission to some of the Freedom Festival events. They will not let you in to some of the events unless you are wearing the button. Very, very important to have. This is going to save you from having to go out and buy one. 319-366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is next prior to our next big board update.
Business is all about having the right connections. And with American Airlines' nonstop flight to Charlotte, North Carolina, from the Eastern Iowa Airport, you have more than 600. Whether you need to get to a meeting in Washington, D.C., or a conference in Paris, flying nonstop to American Airlines' second largest hub will get you there. And with two daily flights, you'll get there and back when you need to. Connect for business at the Eastern Iowa Airport. More seats, more flights, more options. Book tickets now at flycid.com.
When you're standing in the driveway late for work because your garage door won't go down, you don't have time for big door company games. So call Olinger Garage Doors, a small company with dedicated folks who are ready to roll up their sleeves and get you on your way. And they only use the best from North Central brand products. Olinger Garage Doors, based in Newhall, serving Cedar Rapids and the surrounding areas, is now hiring installers and service people who'd like to join their team. Olinger GarageDoors.com.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertzian and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Kyle Mann going to continue to sit in with Mark Dukes on the Gym Class from 3 until 4. They're going to be here in studio on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Alex and I will be in Iowa City. It's another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in and grab something to eat, maybe grab a cold beer or two, and you could walk away with some great prizes from Coach's Corner and KGYM. Again, the location, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in Iowa City. Kyle's going to be joining us here in the studio shortly for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Is that Bob in Iowa City? Was he our winner of the Freedom Festival
prize
pack? Congratulations.
Bob in Iowa City / North Liberty is the winner of our prize pack.
I apologize for
either
that.
Either way, same difference. Although some people would argue that, but close enough.
Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades and providing hookers for recruits. I didn't know anything. Says the guy who has a history of tiptoeing up to the line of human decency and leaping over it time and time again.
But he has no faith in the NCAA.
But this is what's caused him to lose faith in the NCAA. Poor Rick Pitino. Won't someone please think of Rick Pitino? North Carolina. I'd be a little nervous.
North Carolina and Baylor.
Now that the NCAA has crossed Louisville off its list, I think the Tar Heels may wind up being next. Have the Cubs found their leadoff hitter in Anthony Rizzo? That's our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. You can vote now and vote often. KGYMradio.com. Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Cubs are off today. They begin a series at PNC Park tomorrow against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Eddie Butler draws the start in Game 1 there. Some Major League Baseball going on earlier today. We mentioned the fact that the Twins were winners over the Mariners. White Sox played earlier today as well. I think they wound up on the losing end of their game against the Baltimore Orioles. They certainly did last night as well. Wellington Castillo with a big hit late to propel the Orioles to a win. So plenty of baseball on tap today. Again, we'll talk Twins baseball with Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune coming up. That 6-2 win over Seattle today. Cleveland, a 12-5 winner over the Dodgers. And that final score in the White Sox, they won today 5-2 over the Orioles, so they were able to bounce back.
We had a texter earlier when we were talking about the Rick Pitino situation at Louisville, wondering when the NCAA and how much, I guess, jurisdiction they're going to have over the Baylor situation. And you talked a little bit about how they kind of dialed things back on Penn State. Why did they do that? I never understood the justification for that. And I know the Penn State argument was that it was beyond their scope, beyond their jurisdiction. But to me, I look at that and I look at the Baylor situation, and that is something they should be heavily penalized by the NCAA for, in my opinion.
And this is just me speaking here, and people who listen to the program know that I'm not exactly short on opinions. I think they did it because they are a spineless organization. Like, I've never been more pleased with the NCAA when they essentially stopped short of giving them the SMU death penalty, them being Penn State. But they came right up to it and said, look, we're going to let you exist. You can continue to have a program, but this is what we're going to do to you because this was reprehensible and you all knew it was going on. And that's what I don't buy with the so-called truthers there at Penn State, that these guys either didn't know what was going on or they did know what was going on, but they did what they could do. Well, sometimes doing what you can do and then stopping and not trying to do something else makes you just as culpable, in my opinion. Look, if something is burning in the oven and I walk up and I press the off button but leave it in the oven and it continues to smolder and smoke fills up the house, and I tell my wife, I did what I could do. I turned the oven off so it wouldn't continue to burn. Did you think about maybe trying to open the oven, trying to find a pot holder or two to take the burning item out of the oven? There's more you could have done, but the I did what I could do. Joe, saintly old Joe Paterno, he did what he could do, and then it was out of his hands. Please. And then the NCAA, I don't think they wanted to wind up having to fight for what they did, because Penn State was probably going to litigate them to death over it. And in the end, the NCAA is who we thought they were, to paraphrase the late Denny Green. they proved to be a completely spineless organization.
But if they wanted to stand for something, if they wanted to be known as an organization, like you said, that would come down on and would consider this kind of activity reprehensible, wouldn't it be worth litigating? And I guess that's a question for another day, but maybe that goes back to the whole spineless thing.
How about prioritizing things here as far as bad, worse, and downright despicable? Don't come at a program and kick kids out and stuff over book money, which if it was at Colorado State, where was that?
I believe it was Colorado State.
And just harsh penalties over something like that. And then you basically put it on the same level or just below providing hookers to 16-year-old prospective recruits. I just asking for consistency from the NCAA is something that you're never going to get. But that organization continues to befuddle and confound me, because what are they there to do? And of course, now Rick Pitino has lost faith. This is what's caused Rick Pitino to lose faith in the NCAA. Not all of their other terrible decisions that they've made over the years. Kyle Mann joining us here in the studio. This is going to be tight. Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Kyle, take it away.
Basketball team learned earlier today that they will face Louisiana in the opening game of the Cayman Islands Basketball Classic, which begins on November 20th. Other teams participating in that tournament will be South Dakota State, Wyoming, Richmond, UAB, Buffalo, and Cincinnati. Hawkeye players also found out who they would be paired with in the primetime league this summer, as the local summer league draft was held last night. Tyler Cook will be teamed up with Dom Uhl, Nick Bear with Isaiah Moss, Jordan Bohan with Ryan Kreener, Luca Garza with Mace Daly, Jack Nungi with Brady Ellingson, and Ahmad Wagner with Christian Williams. Jake Adams garnered yet another All-American honor today, being named a second-team All-American by D1Baseball.com. Adams was recognized as a designated hitter rather than a first baseman and now has 6 All-America distinctions. There are rumors swirling around the Iowa wrestling program regarding a potential transfer from 149-pounder Pat Lugo. Lugo has gone 63-18 and qualified for the NCAA championships twice in his 2 years at Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania, and told the Gazette's KJ Pilcher that he is leaning towards a transfer to Iowa. The Colonels lost last night 7-1 to the River Bandits, relinquishing their exclusive claim to first place in the division. They're now tied at the top with the Kane County Cougars, with the River Bandits just 2 games back. They'll look to bounce back tonight in the rubber match with Clark Beaker on the mound facing Gabriel Valdez. First pitch is going to be at 6:35.
We're going to head to a bottom of the hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need at their next CPAP, BiPAP clinic. Get details at CarePROHealthServices.com.
Looking to improve your family's wellness? CarePro is ready to help. They know it can be a bit baffling figuring out what vitamins you and your family need. So they'll help you find the right balance of those important nutrients. And when it comes to prescriptions, with CarePro's MedSync, you'll never forget to take a pill or fill a prescription again. CarePro Pharmacies in Cedar Rapids, Mount Vernon, North Liberty, and Tipton, helping you connect with people and answers you need.
14-16. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Ricky Fowler shot a clean round of 7-under-65 today at Erin Hills to take the first round lead at the U.S. Open. Right now he leads by 2 over a group of 4 players, including Mark Leishman, who's still on the golf course. Tiger Woods' arraignment on a DUI charge pushed back to August 9th. It had been set for July 5th. Woods was found asleep at the wheel in Jupiter, Florida, 2.5 weeks ago. Mets right-hander Matt Harvey expected to miss several weeks with a right shoulder injury. Another starter, Noah Syndergaard, won't throw again for at least another 4 weeks with a sore right lat muscle. Baseball finals today. The White Sox beat the Orioles 5-2, 2 runs batted in for Melky Cabrera. The Twins beat the Mariners 6-2, 3-run homer for Chris Jimenez. The Indians beat the Dodgers 12-5. The Warriors held their championship parade today in downtown Oakland. The team went 16-1 in the postseason. The NCAA hands down a 5-game suspension in conference play to Louisville coach Rick Pitino and 4 years probation for the program.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Hi, this is Chip Wade, TV host and entrepreneur. As the owner of a construction and design business, I know firsthand that for a small business to achieve big things, you need flexible access to capital. That's where Cabbage comes in. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds anytime and only pay for what you take. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 businesses from every industry. Get started today at cabbage.com/boss or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, 888-CABBAGE.
Right now through July 9th, get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible Firestone tires. Increase your reward to $100 when you make a qualifying tire purchase with your new or existing CFNA credit card account. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Claim form required. Only certain tire lines are eligible and must be purchased from a participating Bridgestone Retailer's inventory May 4th through July 9th. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank member FDIC expiration applies. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA credit card offer. CFNA offer subject to credit approval.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From decking, railing, and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, at Trex, we're engineering what's next in outdoor living. To learn more about all of the outdoor solutions Trex has to offer, call 1-800-289-TREX or visit trex.com. That's T-R-E-X.com.
When you test drive a car, you drive it maybe a few miles. CarQuest brakes are vehicle tested over 1 million miles. Overkill? Maybe. But would you want your brakes tested any less? CarQuest brakes, tested to ensure superior stopping performance over the competition. Right now, save up to $20 by mail on CarQuest Wherever Gold brake pads and 2 CarQuest rotors. Only at Advance Auto Parts and CarQuest Auto Parts. N62817, $10 per axle, C-Store, or AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
5:35, welcome back or welcome in to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. 106.3 FM, that's our South Gym frequency in Iowa City. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids and all across eastern Iowa on the historic 1600 AM main gym frequency. Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune will join us in hour number 3. We'll talk Minnesota Twins baseball with him. Plenty more baseball talk to come tonight as well. But first, it is Thursday, and that means only one thing.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
Kyle has joined us in studio here along with Alex, and Alex, I'm going to serve you up the poll question today, KGYMRadio.com. Would you continue to hit Anthony Rizzo at the top of the lineup if you were Joe Maddon? The Cubs have been looking for a leadoff hitter all year long. Does Rizzo fit the bill?
You do it until it stops working, and I hear all the time how baseball players, how managers are so superstitious. And if he continues to hit and he continues to get on base and he does what he does and it doesn't change his approach at the plate and he still is as productive from that spot as he would be in the 3 or 4 spot, then it's a no-brainer. You keep doing what works. They've struggled to find a leadoff hitter to replace Dexter Fowler. That's been well chronicled. You've talked about it, Todd. You've talked about it, Kyle. And if this works, and so far it's worked better than anybody else in that spot this year, then you continue to do it.
I'm a little torn on the Rizzo leading off because, as you said, obviously he's done way better than anybody else has this season, and it's not just those leadoff home runs. They've turned over the lineup a couple times to him with runners on base, and he has come through a few times already just in these last 2 games. But with that said, this Cubs team, if they're going to be at their best, I don't think that's with Rizzo leading off. Think about those leadoff home runs, okay? Solo shots, though. Wouldn't it have been nice if that was, you know, the third batter of the game and he hit a home run with one or two guys on base? That's how Rizzo is best utilized.
Well, this is all going to depend on if Kyle Schwarber can start hitting. And I don't think it really... Where he hits, if he can move down to the 2 or 3 spot and get back on track and be the hitter that the Cubs think that he is and that a lot of the fans think that he is, as good as he is, and his ability to hit the baseball and get his numbers back up to where they usually are, then this is a moot point. Because that production will make up for what would have been lost, like you said, having Rizzo in the 3 or 4 spot.
They've got a lot of guys who need to get their bats going. It's not just Schwarber. It's, you know, pretty much up and down the lineup. There's not a single guy who's hit a hot streak yet, really.
I say you ride this as long as it works. Whether that's one more day, we'll see. Trevor Williams, I think, is the starter tomorrow for the Pirates. We'll see. If Rizzo continues to do this, you leave him up there. It's unconventional. We talked about this with Joe Maddon earlier in the week. We talked about it, as a matter of fact, on Tuesday before the first game when Rizzo homered, that no one was complaining about Joe Maddon and some of his eccentricities when he was winning last year. And this year, all of a sudden, people are acting as if this is new. He did this all the time when he was in Tampa, especially when the team was trying to find its way or when it was struggling. He would do some things to mix it up. And you look at this and go, there's no way that'll work. Well, it did. And leadoff home runs are leadoff home. I don't care whether he's hitting a home run when he's batting third or first. If he's batting third, let me ask you this, Kyle. If he's batting third, aren't they solo home runs also then? Because the guys in front of him can't get on base?
Well, if the bases are empty, then yeah, it'd be a solo shot. But ideally, you'd have a guy who can lead off a little better and can get on base.
But they don't.
Yeah, no, not that they do right now.
So... I don't get it here. You stick it out, but this has been an issue all season long, and you've got to think maybe Lorenzo Cain in Kansas City or somebody is going to be available there July 31st, and the Cubs are going to, but then they've got a crowded outfield as it is. So it's going to make some interesting decisions for Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer when they sit down and try to figure out how they're going to manage the roster moving forward. But you take one guy out of the lineup, Dexter Fowler, and I know Cardinals fans aren't exactly over the moon about him because his performance hasn't been fantastic. He's not a perennial all-star, but I think winning teams need the Dexter Fowlers of the world more than perhaps casual fans understand. And you take him out of that lineup, he filled a specific role for that team. And it turns out it's a pretty vital one. Number two, I'm assuming the answer here is going to be Tyler Cook. So I'm going to say maybe try to think outside the box here. But Alex, who would you have taken if you had held the number one pick in the primetime league draft?
I would have taken Jordan Bohannon. Because I...
Are you just saying that because I said don't say Tyler Cook?
No, of course not. Of course not. I would never say something that I don't actually believe. Jordan Bohannon...
Don't make me lose faith in you like Rick Pitino lost faith in the NCAA today.
I know we're going to chat with Randy Larson, the director of the Primetime League, tomorrow at Coach's Corner. But one of the intriguing storylines that is going to be taking place in the primetime league this summer is the battle of the big guys. And I think that the Iowa program and the UNI program, there are a lot of big guys. And I know Tyler Cook is kind of a once-in-a-generation talent that Iowa would get their hands on. And you really can't argue with someone taking him number one overall, but there aren't as many big-time guards to pick from when you look at these teams. And when I'm picking a point guard, I want a guy who can facilitate and can also shoot. And Jordan Bohannon really is the only one out of these guys that can do both. So I'm taking him number one.
Kyle, are you a Tyler Cook guy or are you going in a different direction?
Actually, in the primetime league, I would actually agree with Alex. Jordan Bohannon would probably be my top overall pick, but I'll go in a different direction for the sake of discussion. The three ball wins in the primetime league. It's a lot like kind of what you see from the Warriors, the type of offense that they'll try to run. Not so much the beautiful artistic value of the Warriors offense, but more so the threes and chucking it up. Christian Williams can shoot the ball. I've seen him do it a few summers in a row. He'll get hot. He can knock down the three. He's got better range than people realize. And he's also a lot better in transition, a lot better driving to the hoop than he's gotten to show for the Hawkeyes in the regular season or the postseason for that matter. But, yeah, outside sleeper pick, Christian Williams. Watch for him.
So you're saying Christian Williams is the primetime league hero?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if he needs to translate that primetime league play,
yes, he does,
onto the court for the Hawkeyes, because this is a guy who got beat out relatively quickly last year by a true freshman.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year, there were rumors going around that he was going to leave the program. Now, Fran McCaffrey convinced him to stay, and that's probably a good thing because you can always use backcourt depth in the Big Ten. But we'll see how things play out there. Again, you mentioned it, Alex. We'll be talking with Randy Larson coming up tomorrow at the Coach's Corner, 5:05, the 31st season for Primetime League Basketball. And Randy will be dropping by to give us a preview of what's to come. Kyle, you are Iowa wide receiver Henry Marquese. Would you sign with the Padres or stick with the Hawkeyes? The incoming freshman who's on campus right now, he's working out with the football team, drafted yesterday in the 34th round by the San Diego Padres.
How much would his signing bonus be?
Not a whole lot, in my opinion.
About a bag of seeds or so?
He doesn't have any intention of being a two-sport athlete there at the university, does he?
And he's going to play football.
Yeah, then I think his decision's already been made, really. He was ready to hang up the cleats. Well, he was ready to put away his baseball bat and just play football. I think if I was him, if my signing bonus isn't, delicious, it's nothing to, pull me away from the decision I've already made, then I don't really think I would alter my course. I think I would continue my football career at Iowa.
Yeah, the signing bonus when you get past the 20th or so round, they go way down. And sometimes you'll see the high school kid get drafted that late, and maybe an organization covets him more than somebody else that's drafted that late, and they think that he's a prospect. But even then, the signing bonus isn't very big. So I'm going to play Division I football. I'm going to play in the Big Ten. And if after that you want to go play baseball, that's your decision. You've seen it happen both ways. You've seen players who go out of high school get drafted into the Major League Baseball first year player draft, and then they decide after their baseball career ends they want to go play football. And then you see some players who play college football, can't make it to the NFL, they go play baseball. I think it goes both ways, but I'm going to play football.
You heard it here first on KGYM, folks. Alex Kuhn just said that Henry Marquese is the next Tim Tebow.
Plays
football and then just picks up baseball right where he left off.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah, okay.
Pat White? I've got several comparisons I can use.
Chris Wanky won a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, that was the other way around.
After
Joel Klatt. Friend of the show.
We talked with him at Big Ten Media Day last year. I went home.
Brandon Whedon?
We got back from Chicago, and I went home and I looked to see if I had any Joel Klatt baseball cards in my collection. But he must not have made the card set in Idaho Falls the year that he was in the Padres organization. Otherwise, I was going to bring it with to Chicago this year, because he probably doesn't see too many of those anymore.
Probably not.
But fingers crossed, by the way, that the Fox people are as prevalent in Chicago this year as they were last year. Of course, last year they were negotiating the TV deal, and so maybe that's why they were as willing to be there as they were at the time. But we'll wait and see. Big Ten Media Day is about, 5.5 weeks away?
Sounds about right.
The countdown to kickoff is going to be starting here in a couple weeks. We'll be taking a look.
July the 5th.
July 5th, the unofficial official start time for the countdown to kickoff. Alex Kuhn, I need you two to put yourself in the position of the athlete here, but would you skip a major event as a pro athlete in order to attend your kid's high school graduation? Phil Mickelson not playing the U.S. Open this weekend at Erin Hills because he's attending his daughter's high school graduation.
If I'm that high of a profile athlete, like Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, you're not Scrub McScrubberson on the end of the bench here. You are a high-profile athlete.
I'm Phil Mickelson, then yeah, sure. Why not? I think that being there for your children is an important thing. However, it's kind of, you just threw that caveat in there. I'm taking that caveat away. If this is my one opportunity, and I just qualified maybe as an amateur for the U.S. Open, sorry, son. Sorry, daughter. I've got to miss your graduation. I'm going to play in the U.S. Open.
All right, so way at one spectrum and one end of the spectrum, and then way at the other end of the spectrum. You're a superstar, or you're like tin cup.
Right.
You're getting your one shot, and this is your one shot only.
And that would be the only chance that I would miss my kid's graduation.
Kyle?
I would. I'm going to keep it simple. Of course, I'm going to go to graduation. There are certain things in life, certain milestones that you just have to be there for, that you have to share with your family. You've watched your, I mean, I can't hardly relate to this at all because I don't have a kid. Not even close. But if I've raised my child to come up all the way through schooling and graduate from high school and be as apparently good of a student as Phil Mickelson's daughter is, she's accomplished a lot. Of course, I'm going to be there. That's just not really much of a choice. And if I've put myself in a position to be there one time, I'll do the same thing. I'll be there next year. I'll work until I can get another chance. That's kind of just how it's going to be. I got to be there for my family.
Phil's my guy. Would like to have seen him play this weekend. I like Phil and I like Jordan Spieth. Those are the only two golfers that really do anything for me. This one, put your existential thinking caps on here. You have to answer one way or the other. Who would you rather play for? Rick Pitino or Bobby Petrino?
Rick Pitino.
Better, you know what? Better yet, which one of these two men would you rather have mentor you through life? You're not playing for them, but these two gentlemen are your options as sort of a stand-in father figure. Let's just pretend here that you don't have a dad, and so the father figure in your life needs to be either Rick Pitino or Bobby Petrino. Which one are you choosing?
Rick Pitino.
Why?
Rick Pitino Rick Pitino at least does a good job of putting on a face. He does a good job of hiding the personality that he has. We've talked about it. He's had several run-ins of taking things too far, of basically when he's preaching to his players, situations of do what I say, not what I do. But Bobby Petrino is the worst. This guy is a perpetual liar.
So is Pitino.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
But he's also an outward jerk. I've known kids that have played for him. He is just apparently a tyrant on his players. He is not really the most personable guy.
But he's got a cool motorcycle.
He's got a cool motorcycle.
He might let you ride it.
Well, no, that's only for blonde females, not for guys. But that's a different story. I just have heard things about Bobby Petrino.
He'll let you borrow his neck brace.
That I would absolutely.
He'll let you borrow his neck brace if your neck's bothering you.
I wouldn't want to be in the same room as the guy, much less have him as my father figure.
One of these two people, and I use the term loosely, has to guide you through life. Every important decision, you need to run it through one of these people. Who is it going to be, Kyle?
I'm also going to have to go Pitino. He at least wears some snazzy suits. He's at least got some fashion sense. That counts for something when we're comparing these guys. You got to take what points you can get. And then Pitino, I really go back to his conference after the motorcycle accident. He comes out there in the neck brace, so transparently just trying to, you know, make it seem like the situation has been so hard on him, like, oh, me and my neck, it's just bad imagery, and it's a bad attitude for somebody to kind of like, if that's his go-to way to kind of handle that situation is try to like make people feel bad for him. That's just a bad way of going throughout life, and that's the type of ideology that I don't really think I want to be mentored by. Now, Patino, obviously, we don't have to say he's got his own problems, but I don't want to be raised by Bobby Petrino.
He reminds me of the coach from Varsity Blues.
Bobby Petrino?
Yes.
See, Bobby, and maybe it's the Arkansas thing, but I've never gotten past the fact that Bobby Petrino reminds me of Bill Clinton when I look at him. He looks a little bit like Bill Clinton, and I'm thinking, if Clinton would have given the depends on what your definition of the word is speech while he was wearing a neck brace and Arkansas clothing like Bobby Petrino was, I think you'd be having a hard time telling the difference between the two. That is a Thursday edition of Woodja at 5:53. We'll step aside really quickly. We come back. Kyle's going to bring you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update, baseball talk, and more to come in hour number three. Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune set to join the program coming up in about 40 minutes. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls soccer team fell to ADM in their Class 2A state tournament quarterfinal 1-0 on penalty kicks. The Saints end their season with a 12-5 record. The Xavier baseball team defeated Clinton 11-3 on Tuesday night. Tyler Steffensmeyer got the win, pitching 5 shutout innings, giving up only 3 hits. The Saints split an MVC doubleheader with Dubuque Senior on Monday night, winning 16-9 and losing 8-7. Xavier will host Jefferson in a doubleheader tomorrow. The Xavier softball team swept Waterloo East on Tuesday night, 10-2 and 10-5. The Saints will host Waterloo West in another MVC doubleheader tonight. Xavier sits at 10-10 for the season.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show on KGYM. Let's jump right into it. Kyle Mann with us for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Fran McCaffrey's Iowa basketball team learned today that it will face Louisiana in the opening game of the Cayman Islands Basketball Classic, which begins on November 20th. Other teams participating in that tournament are South Dakota State, Wyoming, Richmond, UAB, Buffalo, and Cincinnati. Hawkeye players also found out who they will be paired with in the primetime league this summer, as the local summer league's draft was held last night. Tyler Cook will be teamed up with Dom Rule, Nick Bear with Isaiah Moss, Jordan Bohannon with Ryan Creener, Luca Garza with Mace Daly, Jack Nungi with Brady Ellingson, and Ahmad Wagner with Christian Williams. Jake Adams garnered yet another All-American honor today, being named a second-team All-American by D1Baseball.com. Adams was recognized as a designated hitter rather than a first baseman and now has 6 All-America distinctions. There are rumors swirling around the Iowa wrestling program regarding a potential transfer from 149-pounder Pat Lugo. Lugo has gone 63-18 and qualified for the NCAA championships twice in his 2 years at Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania, and told the Gazette's KJ Pilcher that he is leaning towards a transfer to Iowa. The Colonels lost last night 7-1 to the Quad Cities River Bandits, relinquishing their exclusive claim to first place in the division. They're now tied at the top with the Kane County Cougars, with the River Bandits just 2 games behind. They'll look to bounce back tonight in the rubber match with Clark Beaker on the mound, facing Gabriel Valdez. First pitch for that game is going to be 6:35.
It's Midwest League All-Star Clark Beaker. He and 5 other Colonels going to be in Midland, Michigan next week for the league's All-Star game. It was right here in Cedar Rapids last year. When
I was there.
You were there. We were there. A lot of people were there.
Eloy Jimenez.
Full house. Eloy Jimenez with that shot off the batter's eye. A couple
big time
prospects playing in that game. Jimenez, a member of the Cubs organization, and Francisco Mejia, a catcher for the Cleveland Indians organization, who had quite a nice hitting streak and has propelled himself into super prospect status over the last year. So we'll see who the future stars of the league are at this year's All-Star game next week in Midland, Michigan. Colonels trying to lock down one of those two first-half Midwest League postseason playoff berths. Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune set to join us in about 30 minutes. More baseball talk on the way as well as we wrap up hour number two and head toward hour number three on the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Hi, this is Chip Wade, TV host and entrepreneur. As the owner of a construction and design business, I know firsthand that for a small business to achieve big things, you need flexible access to capital. That's where Cabbage comes in. Cabbage provides small businesses